Last week, we learned that in the bracha of Eleikai Neshama, we say Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirbi Moida Ani Lefanecha. We explained that we start off by saying Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirbi, as long as the neshama is within me. And we gave multiple ways of understanding what the meaning of this is Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirbi. One understanding was that we understand that we're thanking Hashem, not a one-time thank you for returning our neshama, but really every single second of the day, kol zman shanashama bekirbi, Hashem is giving me my neshama, and we have a karas hatay for that. Another way of understanding was based on the Reishis Chachma, that he explains that in the morning is a special time that a person, the way we explained, it's a neshama moment, it's a time that a person is connected with his neshama, and the neshama is really holding on the level of being Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirbi is Kol Zman is Al Kol Neshima V'Neshima. So we say at that moment Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirbi. And the last way we explained was that we understand based on the Malbim, we explained that the real purpose of life is in order to thank Hashem for the life that He gave us. That's really, David HaMelech explains, David HaMelech says, that's really the essence of life. The essence of life is to be a Yehudi, to give Haidah, to realize it's Ola Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'rei Secha, Anachnu, to realize that we're Nivram of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be Moide to Hashem, to give thanks to Hashem, that's what Avodas Hashem is. And that's why we say Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirbi, because we realize that the whole purpose of life is Haidah. So therefore, Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirbi. Like David HaMelech says, La'olam Aideka, all the time. Okay. Be'ez Hashem, this week I would like to focus in on the actual Haidah. We say, Moide ani lefanecha. I thank Hashem lefanecha, and I'm in front of in your presence. So let's zoom in on Moide ani. Moide ani is hakaras hatov, it's thanking Hashem. In fact, I saw that the Vilna Gaon in Imre Noyam says, in Elokei Neshama, he says, Moide ani lefanecha, hu achzakas tova, b'loshon Ashkenaz, zedanken, zedank, thank you Hashem. Moide ani is thanking Hashem. That's what Moide ani is, thanking Hashem. But Be'ez Hashem, I'd like to discuss with the Eilim tonight that if we think about it, the Haidah, what exactly are we thanking Hashem for in Elokei Neshama? We're thanking Hashem that He returned our Neshama, right? Machzer Neshama, Slifkar Meisim. That's what we're thanking Hashem for, that He returned, He gave us back our Neshama. But if you think about it, there's really two things that lie in... There's two things that lie in your watch. There's two things that lie in the Hakaras HaTov that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for returning our neshama. The first is the actual, when Hashem gives us our neshama, we are getting the gift of life, life itself. Right? We know that when a person is sleeping, he's like sort of a... Chazal say, Misa is 1/60th of Misa. And when a person wakes up, when a person, Hashem gives a person his neshama, he's a mini Tchias HaMesim. He's getting back life. And in fact, I saw that the Reishis Chachma, which we've quoted in the past, in Shara Ava, Perek Shlishi, Ois Yutes, he says that in the morning, a person, he said, Oid Yikna Oda Midas HaAva. A person that could be kind in the morning, the mid of Ava, Bekumai, by thinking of the tremendous kindness, that he returned his neshama, and he woke him up and he gave him life from Shina. Because we know the Gemara in Bracha says, she echad mishishin b'misa. Sleep is a quasi-death. The person is not fully alive when he's sleeping. And when a person wakes up, right, he says, "V'kama yashnu al mitasim v'loy kamu." Many people go to sleep laylenu and they don't wake up. They don't wake up. So tzarik shabakitze mishnasim. When a person wakes up, yilav nafshei be'avas habayir shehetzol neshmasay. That Hashem, a person should be aroused with tremendous ava for Hashem that He simply gave him life. That's one element of the hakaras hatov that we have in the morning. And the l'kain neshama, when we thank Hashem for giving us our neshama, there's one aspect of it is that we're getting life, that Hashem is giving us life, because while we're sleeping, we're not fully alive. We're like we say, Hamachzer Nesham is Lefgarim Mason. We're rendered mace. We're not fully alive. So that is That is one aspect to the Hakaras HaTayiv that we have in the morning and Elokai Neshama. But there's another aspect. There's a second inyan which is included in this that we have thanking Hashem. And that is for the fact that He's giving us this Neshama Tahira. When we're getting our Neshama, we're getting back life, we're getting back Neshama Tahira. And we explained in the past that this Neshama Tahira is what we start off by saying, Neshama Shenasati Bi Tahiri. Right, we realize in the morning we have neshama tahira. That neshama tahira is the most amazing thing. Right, in fact, the Gemara says in Brachas, Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu tahar af neshama tahira. And we said from the Vilna Gaon that the reason why the neshama is tahira, it's a chelik alikami mal. Since it's a chelik alikami mal, that's why it's compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it's a neshama tahira. Our neshama is literally a kaviyachol, whatever this means. It's a chelik alikami mal, and we explained in the past that this that we have, the neshama, which is a chelik l'kamimal, is literally from the highest of places, from Tachas Kisei HaKavod, that's what gives us power. Our power, what brings us, what elevates us over the entire Bria, we explained, even over the Malachim, is this that we have, our preeminence over the Malachim, over the whole Bria, is this that we have a neshama tahira, a neshama which is a chelik l'kamimal. So when we get the neshama in the morning, besides this that we're getting life, we're also getting the most greatest gift possible. We're getting a chelik l'kamimal inside of us. And that neshama is the thing that gives us, that's our preeminence over everyone else, that we have a neshama tahira. And we explained in the past, in the bracha of Asher Yatzar, that the reason why we're so powerful in our actions, and our actions have an effect on the entire Bria, is because our neshama is from the highest of places, and the whole Bria is included, is nichlal in us, because our neshama is from above them. And we explained that, when Nefesh HaChaim brings down, that Malachei Elokim Oylim V'Yordim Bay, that means that the Malachim's status goes up and down according to our actions. Our actions could bring up the world, or bring Chas Shalom, bring down the world. Everything is dependent on us. We are the greatest in the whole Bria, because we house this neshama tahira, which is a chelak, from this, which is Chelik al-Kamal, which is from the Kisei HaKavod. And in fact, I saw in the Yaras Tvash of Yonason, in this first Drush, he speaks about the Gadlus HaAdam, how we have the power, our Maisim have such a power. And he says, when a person thinks of this, he says a beautiful Lashon, Halo Yimole Reses V'Chalchola. A person is filled with so much fear. And then he says, V'Yavet Hashem Me'Ava V'Yira. A person is filled with both Ava and Yira. Why? How could you not be afraid when you realize how powerful you are? Everything I do has such an effect on the world. That gives a person a yira. And also, how could I not love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Asher bachar bo, that He chose me, mamish mi kol yitzurim. He exalted me above any, He exalted me over any other creation in the world. He gave me this neshama tahira. He gave me this neshama tahir, and that elevates me above everyone else. So that is, all comes from this that we have the neshama. And in fact, we said in the past, you know, Shavuos is next week, but this is really how we were zeichet to the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu won over the Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to answer back the Malachim an answer, but he says, Achoyz b'kisei kvaydi. Hold on to my kisei covenant. We explained in the past, based on the Marsha, that we're alluding this idea that we have a neshama which is kisei, coming from the kisei HaKavod, achayz b'kisei kvaydi, and that's our preeminence over the malachim. So everything that we have, our whole godless, our whole preeminence over the entire Bria is because we have this neshama tahir. So it comes out that when we thank Hashem for returning our neshama, there's two things that are included in that. The first is the gift of life itself, that we got our neshama back, we have life. And the second is that we got the neshama, which is a chelik l'kamimal, which brings us up over the entire Bria. So there's two things in this Haidah. And if you think about it, we also, in Shemoyne Esrei, we thank Hashem in the Moedim, the bracha Moedim, which is the bracha that we thank Hashem, we say, Al chayenu hamasurim biyodecha, Val nishmoyseinu habukudei slach. Could be these are the two things. We're thanking Hashem for the life that He gives us all the time. Val Nishmaisenu and the Neshama, the Neshama, which is the Chelek HaMukamal. These two things are the two things that we're thanking Hashem in the morning for. And the truth is that it's a very interesting thing that we thank Hashem. We've said in the past that we thank Hashem Alekai Neshama. We said from the Rambam that it's mashma the Rambam that he learned from the Gemara that the place to say Alekai Neshama is right when you wake up in the morning. We said from the Gemara says Ki Misar, when a person wakes up he says Alekai Neshama, and the Rambam brings it down like that. We said we don't do that. That's not our minig. And we suggest that that's how Maida'ani came about. Maida'ani is in place. We're thanking Hashem for turning on Neshama. Maida'ani is in place, right in order, right away, to thank Hashem for the Neshama that He gave us. Why is it that we thank Hashem right away? On a simple level, you understand, because when you get something, don't wait. You got your Neshama, don't wait. Right, you know? Right away, thank Hashem for the Neshama that He gave us. But really, if you think about it, it's much more than that. When you thank someone, it's because you understand and you appreciate what you got. You feel, if you're not makir, you have to be makir b'tayif, right? You have to be makir that there's something good here in order to be makir, to be, right? To say thank you, you understand what I got. I got something. If you don't think you got anything, then that's not a thank you. In the morning, the second the person wakes up, we've explained in the past, is a time that a person could be margish these two things. The two things that we're thanking Hashem for life and for the neshama tahira, the moment a person wakes up, that's the time that a person senses, probably could be in such a high degree, these two things. What does that mean? We explained in the past that the pasuk says in Eicha, Chadoshim labakarim rabba munasecha. Chadoshim labakarim, the Medrash says, Sarisa brings it down. What that means is Chadoshim Labakarim, that Hashem makes us new in the morning. And that's on two levels, on a physical level and on our neshama level. On a physical level is, the Beis Yosef and Siman Dalet, in our Chaim, brings down from the Medrash Yalkut Shemayin and Tehillim, that Basit, right, when a person goes to sleep, he's worn out, Oyefi, Ogeya, he's tired, right? And he's Fashmatra, he's tired and weak. And Hashem, what does Hashem do? Right? Hashem wakes a person up and he's energized, he's rejuvenated. A person then, and a person was sleeping, and he wakes up and he's fresh. That's a time that a person feels life. He feels that he's alive, that he feels that he realizes something new over here. He realizes the gift of life, that I was sleeping, but more than that, I went to sleep tired and now I got fresh. That's a time that a person feels life. A person feels that he got life at the moment the person wakes up. And also, we said that at the person, at the time that a person wakes up, we said from a tzaddik, based on the Gemara and Brachas, that a person also could feel his neshama at that time. It's a neshama moment. Because a person wakes up, based on the Gemara and Brachas, hopefully, her tzaddik says, pa'amim, a person wakes up, and he has a certain feeling of a yearning to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does that come from? That comes from the fact that we have a neshama, and we could tap into that at that moment. That kimisar, the first second of the day, is a time that we sense and we feel, we're margish our neshama, that we have a neshama tahira, and that's why we make that proclamation, neshama shenasat to be tahiri, because we feel, at that time, the moment that we wake up is a time that we feel that we have a neshama tahira. So that's why we thank Hashem at that moment, because that's a moment that we feel both aspects, the chadoshim labakarim, the hischatshus of our bodies, their physical side, and our neshamas also. We have a tzaddik says, neshama chadosha, we have a newness in our body and our soul. There's a newness, and that gives us the appreciation. We appreciate what we got, what we have just now. And now's the time to actually thank Hashem for it. So that's just... And we don't do this, we don't say Alekai Neshama, but we could have this in mind in Maida'ani. That's Maida'ani, is a time that we thank Hashem for returning our Neshama right away in the morning. But I'd like to delve into these two things a little bit better, and things like this. If you think about these two things, the gift of life and the gift of the Neshama Tahira, if you think about it, these two things, you know, we know in everything, there's some things are necessities and some things are more extras. It's always like that. Some things are necessities and some things are not necessities, but they're extras, right? If you think about it, these two things correspond to these, meaning like this. The gift of life is a necessity. It's a necessity, right? That's the one thing that's is a necessity for a person. He needs to live, right? Person got in the morning, and what he needs, he needs to live, right? He was in a matzav that he wasn't alive. He was, right, quasi not alive, and he needs to live. He got life. Hashem gave him, granted him with life. That's a need. That's something that he needs. But not only that, Hashem gives a person more than he needs. Hashem gave me more than I need. He gave me a bone, an extra. He gave me not just life, but the way he gave me life was giving me a neshama tahira, which is a chelek alakamimal, which elevates me over the entire bria. That's an extra, right? And if you think about it, it's very interesting. These two things are the extreme. The extreme need, the most basic thing that's needed is the life itself, right? Life. Just being alive is the ground bottom need, right? That's the, and then Hashem gives me that, and all the way, and then the other spectrum is that He gives me the most amazing thing possible in the Bria, the most extra. He elevates me over in the entire Bria. The Neshama Tahira makes me, is meraiming me over the entire Bria. It's an interesting thing. These two things that come at once, when Hashem gives me my Neshama, Hashem has given me life, and giving me neshama taira, they come together, but they're the two sides of the spectrum. The most basic need and the most amazing extra that we're getting. It's very interesting if you think about it. The truth is, these two things are really, we coin them rachamim and chesed. What's the difference between rachamim and chesed? Rachamim is when there's a need. There's a nitzrach. He needs something, and I fill his need. That's what rachamim is. Chesed is when it's not dependent, it's not the words of the Vilna Gaon in Parashas Kisisa. He says on the pasuk of Rav Chesed of Emes, V'Rav Chesed hu shenoisen l'chalechot yoisem mitzrachav, when you give extra, because that's really the idea of Chesed. Chesed is not about the receiver. It's not about that I need to fulfill a need. There's a need and I'm fulfilling it. It's all about the giver. Chesed is that the giver is looking to bestow goodness. He's fine, right? It's not relevant so much per se. It's not about what's generating the chesed. It's not the need of the receiver, of the recipient, right? It's all about the giver. So chesed is when you give more, yoiser mitzrachav. And rachamim is when there's a need, and you're merachim, and you're compassionate, and you fulfill the need. That's really the idea of rachamim and chesed. So these two things, that I got life, this that Hashem gave me life in the morning, that's rachamim. And in fact, it's very interesting. And the bracha in Shemayin Esrei of Atagibar, we refer to Tchias HaMesim, we say, Mechaye Mesim Berachamim Rabim. In receiving life, and getting going from Mes to Chaim, that's Rachamim. That's Rachamim, is the necessity of life. That's Rachamim. But getting the Neshama, which is a total extra, that's Chesed. And I think that this could explain beautifully the Hemshech and Pesukim in Eicha, in fact. Like this. In Eicha, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chav Beis, the Pasuk says, Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisomnu, Hashem's chesed doesn't end, ki lo yicholu rachamav, his rachamim, his compassion, his rachamim doesn't exhaust. The next Pasuk says, Chadoshim labekarim rabim unasecha. What's Chadoshim labekarim? This that we have is chachas in the morning. And what's this chachas in the morning? Twofold. That we have, Hashem gave us the gift of life, and that He gives us a neshama aliyana, a neshama taira. Those two things is the pasuk before that is the chesed and rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's beautiful. The chaz de Hashem ki lo yisomnu ki lechol rachamav, the non-ending chesed and the non-ending rachamim Hashem. It's continuous. Hashem is continuously, right? I think we said in my Moedah Ani, we made a cheshbon that Hashem is constantly, every second, non-ending, bringing 90,000 neshamas to the world. Every second, because people are always waking up. I think we made such a cheshbon. I don't look back, but I think that's what we said. 90,000 neshamas every second throughout the world. There's 90,000 people waking up, and Hashem is giving them back neshama. It's non-ending, and it doesn't stop. It goes and goes and goes and goes. Hashem's chesed and rachamim is continuous. Chaz de Hashem ki lo yisomnu, it doesn't end. Ki lo yichol rachamav. Hashem's rachamim doesn't exhaust. It doesn't. It's continuous. And where does that express? Chadoshim labakarim rabim unasecha. Through the hischachas. And like this, Could we could add, listen carefully to this. This I think is a small nuance, but I think it's an important idea. And that is that we're explaining that Hashem, when he gives us an neshama, he's giving us two things, right? He's giving us the gift of life, which is rachamim, which is necessity. And he's also giving us chesed. He's giving more than we need. He's elevating us over the entire bria. He's giving us a neshama tahir, right? If you think about it, these two things are interconnected. You can't have one without the other. You can't have a neshama tahira without having life. Without having this rachamim of life, you can't have a neshama tahira, right? Obviously, right? The way we receive the neshama tahira is because we're alive. And the other way around also, right? The only way you could have life is because Hashem gives this neshama tahira in us. Meaning, and we explained in the past, that really the way life works is life is tnua, is when a person's alive, how does that come about? From the blend of the neshama that's from a makom elyon, and because it's from a high place, it wants to leave and go back to its place, and Hashem is making it go back in, but it wants to leave and it goes back in. That discrepancy, that blend, that fact that the neshama is in the body and it's really trying to get back to its source, to the tachas kisei hakavod, its place in Shemayim. But it's being put back in. That blend is what makes life. That's what gives a person tenua, we explained from Ibn Shefer. That's what causes life. So the life is through this that we have a neshama tahir. The two things come together. You can't have life without a neshama elyoina, and you can't have a neshama elyoina without life. The two things are interconnected. So although there are two things that we're receiving, but they really need each other. And I think with this, we could explain something so amazing. We say in Moedim, Al Chayenu, we said before, Al Chayenu Amasurim Biyadecha, Al Nishmaisenu Abukudei Slachem. We're explaining that these are these two things, life and the fact that we have Nishin Neshamas. Then we go on to say, Hatoiv, Hashem is good, Kiloicholu Rachamecha, because his rachamim doesn't exhaust. Vahamirachim, and his compassionate, his rachmanas, ki loy samu chasadecha, because his chesed doesn't end. Now these words are really taken from this pasuk in the Eicha that we just read, right? Chazde Hashem ki loy samnu, right? That's ki loy samu chasadecha, tamu, like loy samu. And then, vamirachim, ki loy samu chasadecha, that's ki loy cholu rachamecha, is ki loy cholu rachamav. So these words in Moedim come from here. But there's a little bit of an issue here. If you listen carefully, it's very interesting. We say HaToiv. Why is he Toiv? Ki lo yicholu rachamecha. Because his rachamim doesn't exhaust. V'hamirachim, he's merachim, ki lo yisamu chasadecha, because his chesed doesn't end. Wait a second, it's flipped. It should really be HaMirachim ki lo yicholu rachamecha. Hashem is a merachim because his rachamim doesn't exhaust, right? And hatoiv, toiv is always the midah of chesed, right? Zumi des tovcha, right? Toiv is gadol, is chesed. Toiv is always connotes the midah of chesed. So why do we say Hashem is toiv kilechol rachamecha, and then we say v'merachim kilechamu chasadecha? It's out of order. It's flipped. It should be hatoiv kilechamu chasadecha. Because he's a toiv, he's a meitiv. He's toiv, so because he has chesed. And he's merachim, we should say, ki lecholu rachamecha, right? But we flip it around. Perhaps that's this idea. Because we realize that really these two things are interconnected. You can't have the toiv, the chesed of Hashem, without the rachamim. Meaning, you can't have the neshama elyona without the rachamim of Hashem giving us life. Without life, without the rachamim of Hashem, we can't have the tayv, we can't have our greatness of the Hashem is made with us, that he makes us, he gives us a neshama elyona. And v'merachim, he's merachim with us, meaning he gives us the basics, necessities, he gives us life, he gives us what we need. Ki leisamu chasadecha, the only way that comes about is because of Hashem's chesed. The chesed and the rachamim of Hashem here come together, they need each other. So we flip it around. We say HaToiv Kilechol Rachamecha V'Amirachim Kilechol Rachamecha. Maybe that's the idea. So it flows. We say Al Chayenu Amasurim Biyadecha. Hashem gives us our life every second is chayim, and the bonus that we have this neshama al-yayna. And that's chesed and racham, remember, that come together. That's the perhaps the idea in the bracha of Maidim. Okay. We'll just end off that the next word, just to say that we didn't do, we just do one word tonight, Maida'ani. Lefanecha. Lefanecha is, that means that we're in front of Hashem and we're in the presence of Hashem. And this is really the idea of Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Samet. In fact, the Ramah famously says in the beginning of Aruch Chaim, right, that in the very first Siman in Aruch Chaim, when a person wakes up in the morning, Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Samet, right? And through that, a person wakes up, K'shiyer Miyad, K'shiyer Mishnasa, Yakum Bezrizas, right? A person wakes up Bezrizas because he realizes that he's in the presence of Hashem. So it's Moida Ani and Lefonecha, we're in the presence of Hashem. And I just saw today a very interesting thing. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchas Hashkamas HaBoker, he says an interesting thing. In Ois Vav, he says, V'toiv lahar galatzmai loymer miyad. It's good for a person to accustom himself to say right away, miyad shenir mishnas, right when he wakes up, Moida Ani Lefonecha melechai v'kayom shechzarati b'nishmas b'cham l'rabbim v'nasecha. And through saying this, Yiskar Hashem Hoimadalov. He'll remember that Hashem is in front of him. He's saying Maidani Lufanecha, he remembers he'll have that awareness that he's in front of Hashem. So Shivis Hashem the next. Okay, Ashakh.
Who says when we wake